Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive towards first. Cunningham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields the ball and throws to Wynn covering. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Maxwell hits a line drive towards first. Francona reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 1 in the game. Roselli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Held reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 2 in the game. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Luplau reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Smith reaches second base with a double. Cunningham scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Frank Funk now pitching. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-3 in the game. Roselli takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.